Game number one of the BGN Invitational 3 Championship Series between Ramvid and Killa Ace. The map chosen for game number one is Monty Hall. Zorak, do you have any impressions about the map at all?
I'm afraid to have none, as I have not seen this map before.
It's probably one of the most unique maps that you're going to see, as there is no direct path to the opponent's base right off the bat. They're blocked by three paths of minerals, so there's three pathways that the players can go around, but they can't go there initially, so it's going to slow down a rush. So that might work in Killa Ace's advantage if Ramvid goes Zerg. We're just waiting to see if the two players are ready to get this game underway. Both of them have confirmed it. It looks like my partner's ready. We're all ready. Let's play this first game of the tournament. Final series. Top left corner, and he drew Terran in this random matchup. And Killa Ace is in the bottom right corner on the opposite side, the two starting locations, of course, in the red, and playing as Protoss. A Terran versus Protoss match. Not exactly what I was expecting for the first game. Your thoughts about this matchup, Zorak?
Well, I would say that this could be a standard Terran versus Protoss game, but then again, I remembered Ram said at one point that he actually does not like building tanks, and that doesn't work so well if you're playing Protoss. You have to have your tanks. So I don't know. I think Ram is going to play this different than at least I would proceed.
It looks like the first building of the championship series is underway, and it is a pylon for Killa Ace immediately to the left of his main nexus. And of course, Ramvid's not going to be outdone, as he has his first supply depot underway. Again, not a lot to say right here at the beginning. Back to you.
So apparently our friend Tanch here has pointed out that Ram's biggest weakness is his Terran. I can't say that I've managed to see him play very many Terran games. What can you tell me about possible strategies that he might try and execute or his style of play? Space Dominator?
To be honest, I haven't seen Ramvid play a ton of Terran.
Does anybody here play a...
But the one thing I can say, though, on this map of Monty Hall, though, it's a map that if you have a little bit of mobility, like the Terran Zoo, where you can fly buildings around the map, you can actually prevent those minerals from causing you as much problems. So perhaps Ramvid could do something sneaky with this early barracks that he has under construction to the left of his main supply depot. And also, he also has his gas underway as well. Not surprising on a map like this. Killa Ace back in his main base has his cybernetics core just underway, and also has an assimilator completed. So it'll be interesting to see what Ramvid does on this map, as I'm not sure how familiar he is with it either. But if he uses the train to his advantage, he could have, potentially, an advantage playing Terran, one that you might not think of initially. Back to you.
Well, now it looks like Ram is just building up his economy, building up some more supply depots, and actually, come to think of it, I think I may have played this map before. I think you mentioned that there are three corridors that are blocked off by minerals, was it?
That's correct. This is the map me and you did play once, and you refused to play me at it again. Sorry about mentioning that, but...
Actually, I think I played Ram on this map once before, and it was certainly an interesting game, to say the least. I managed to play a little better than usual, but that still didn't stop Ram from taking the game. And as I recall, he went pretty heavy on the tanks here, so I guess that's contradicting my earlier statement, but... In all fairness, it was a Terran versus Terran game, and you are pretty much forced to use tanks in a Terran versus Terran setup. And in the meanwhile, it looks like Killa Ace is building a forge here and a robotics facility, so it looks like we can expect a Reaver drop fairly shortly here. And all the while, it looks like Ram has just finished a factory and is building a starport and a command center, and he's getting ready for an early expansion here.
An early expansion is a very good idea on a map like this, as he knows that Killa Ace is it's going to take Killa Ace time to find that expansion, so Ramvid might have an opportunity to establish an expansion and take an early economic advantage, which could give him a good opportunity. Instead, however, of that, at back at Killa Ace's main base, he has an observatory complete, so Killa Ace is most likely going to be going to his traditional observer route and using the power of reconnaissance to his advantage. And there's a shuttlecraft right on cue, and also a dragoon that looks like it's trying to get to the top of the map. Ramvid also has his barracks blocking the one direct choke point, the pathway directly down the center of the map. And also Ramvid back in his main base has two vultures as well. Back to you.
Well, it looks like Killa Ace is now sending a shuttle here straight up the center corridor. Obviously, it's packed, but unfortunately, I didn't see what's inside. I'm assuming maybe a Reaver and a Dragoon, or maybe just a Reaver at this point. I really can't.
Are you guys done?
Alright, sorry about that minor technical difficulty. Ramvid has loaded four vultures into a dropship and looks like he's probably going to either use that to reinforce his defense at the expansion immediately to the bottom of his main or for a drop into Killa Ace's main base. Killa Ace has a couple of cannons, however, pretty well spaced to probably prevent those vultures from doing a ton of damage. If Ramvid does it wisely, however, he might be able to pick off a few of those probes. In the meanwhile, Killa Ace has an observer already inside of Ramvid's main base. Back at Killa Ace's main base, he also has a second gateway, which is under construction. Here comes that dropship, slowly but surely. Apparently my warnings about the good conditions for the playing did not exactly come into fruition, but okay. Looks like those two Dragoons, however, are in a position to intercept that dropship that's coming in. Will the two Dragoons? No, they actually went up. They're on patrol. They went the wrong way initially. The one Dragoon saw it, though. And they're just waiting for the dropship to maneuver its way out. Here comes a third Dragoon back in Killa Ace's main base. Ramvid's now trying to fly to the corner of Killa Ace's main base. He drops one vulture, drops two vultures, he drops all four of them. And the vultures are going to disappear. One, two, three, four, just like that, without doing much damage at all. Killing, it looks like, maybe one probe in the process, however. I don't think that was quite exactly what Ramvid had in mind. Killa Ace has now noted Ramvid's first expansion, right below his main base. Ramvid also does have a Wraith that came out of the starport, and is working on a second factory as well. At this point as well, Killa Ace has expanded to his natural expansion immediately above his main base in the bottom right corner. And it looks like Killa Ace has two Dragoons, however, on the path to try to damage that expansion there of Ramvid. However, Ramvid has successfully destroyed mined enough minerals, to get that pathway open, the leftmost path. Remember, to all of those of you that don't know a lot about Monty Hall, think three pathways, an outer path, a middle path, and then one at the top. One at the top, one in the middle, and one in the bottom. Looks like Killa Ace's two Dragoons are coming up to the expansion there, and they're going to start to attempt to lay waste to the expansion. Picking off a couple of the SCVs, and here comes a vulture to try to do some damage there. Of course, one vulture against two Dragoons. Favor two Dragoons. Although in the process, though, Ramvid did manage to get a mine down. Almost right as it died. Pretty impressive there. Although Killa Ace lays waste to a few more SCVs in Ramvid's expansion. So Ramvid's going to be forced to retreat back into the safe confines of his own main base. At least temporarily, as here's a siege tank, which he should use repair on to do some damage to the one Dragoon, killing one, but here comes three other Dragoons in the process. And the SCVs come to the siege tank's rescue too late, and the goons destroy that siege tank and are still laying waste to the expansion of Ramvid. Ramvid's using his SCVs, however, to try to damage the three Dragoons, but with a little bit of micromanagement, Killa Ace is killing the SCVs off one by one. And those three Dragoons, well, it'll be a total of four at this point, are doing quite a bit of damage to Ramvid's early expansion. Not to mention, as well, Ramvid doesn't have a ton of stuff back in his main base. It looks like Kill Ace is now sending a Dragoon coming back the other way towards the top path. And he also has his expansion underway, although there's nothing mining from it at this point yet. And here come those Reavers that Zorak was trying to talk about earlier that weren't quite there yet. And also a third gateway. It looks like there's a shuttlecraft coming on the way to try to do some more damage to Ramvid's base. Kill Ace at this point finds out that his Dragoons there are just sitting there waiting and for Ramvid to try to make any movements in the top pathway. However, Ramvid has not attempted anything, so those Dragoons are just wandering around aimlessly, immediately to the right of Ramvid's main base. In the meanwhile, Ramvid back in his main base has his armory almost complete. He does have two missile turrets, make that three missile turrets, which are guarding his base well from a shuttle intrusion. But I think also that it looks like Kill Ace is going to try to do some damage back at the expansion again. He has a shuttlecraft sitting there. I did not quite catch what was in there, though. Here come two Dragoons to support the shuttle. But it looks like the force that Ramvid had of the three siege tanks, a couple vultures and a marine were too much for that small attack force, and Kill Ace is back on the retreat.
Hello. Can I ask you one quick question? Base Dominator, hello? Hello?
Yes, what can I do for you?
You work for Blizzard, right?
No, I don't work for Blizzard.
okay, well, do you know anything about Diablo?
Not a ton, I'll be honest with you.
Okay, well, do you know if there are battle nets down?
I honestly haven't paid much attention to it. I couldn't tell you. I'm sorry.
That's all good. And by the way, what game
are
you
playing? We are
playing
StarCraft.
StarCraft. Oh, I have that game. I can't get the patches to load for some reason.
Oh, I see.
Alright, well, see ya.
Yeah, take care.
Yep.
Alright, excuse me, fans, but that was probably one of the stranger moments I've seen in Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational history. We just had a random viewer come in asking about the status of the Diablo Battle.net servers. Blasphemy, that's what it really is. In the meanwhile, in the game of StarCraft that we're trying to cover here, Kill Ace has a large force of Dragoons and Zealots and also a shuttlecraft, which probably is loaded with a Reaver or two. Just waiting patiently, macroing his units to probably do an attack directly onto Ramvid's expansion on the bottom pathway on this map. Meanwhile, Ramvid still does have one Wraith just sitting there as well with a couple more Vultures. And obviously, a smart move, he's building two more factories to try to maintain the same production level as his opponent in Killa Ace. All you viewers out there, I do not work for Blizzard. Nor will I probably ever work for Blizzard, so that's something that's out of the question. So I'm not going to have any answers to those Battle.net problems that I'm sure everyone has. Thank God I'm not in tech support. Thank God I'm going into teaching. But that's another story for another day. Kill Ace is starting his second expansion immediately to the top of his natural expansion on the right side of the map, thus giving him three bases to Ramvid's two. Ramvid looks like he is, however, fortifying his one expansion a little bit better, and has noticed that there are a couple Dragoons at the top path, and Ramvid's sending up a few Vultures to do some interception. And here comes a Cloaked Wraith as well, which are going to force those Dragoons into a state of retreat. Kill Ace, however, not letting that be an acceptable course of action. Here comes 10 Dragoons on the same path. Looks like he's going to try to overwhelm the position there of Ramvid at the top, although there is no direct path into Ramvid's main base from there. Apparently, Killa Ace decided that killing that one Wraith was enough, and he's sending that group of the 10 Dragoons with the Observer, which obviously saw the Cloaked Wraith, and is going back to his natural expansion. At this point, Ramvid is pumping out quite a few Siege Tanks and Vultures, pretty standard play, of course, going metal against a Protoss player. And it looks like a second Stargate is going up as well for Ramvid. In the meanwhile, back at Kill Ace's main base, it looks like he's going to start mining the center path to try to make a direct path from his main base to the main base of Ramvid, right down the middle of the map, and that'll also lead him to yet another expansion as well. Ramvid, in the meanwhile, also has an expansion that he thinks might be a little bit hidden down the bottom left corner, but Killa Ace seemed to just have a knack of these things and has an observer going right down to it, and two dragoons as well. Looks like those two dragoons are going to attempt to lay waste to that expansion, except for there's one minor detail, right? There's no way up there. That is an island. So Killa Ace is going to have to, right on cue, load up three shuttlecraft full of dragoons and attack it that way. Killa Ace, two shuttlecraft filled with two dragoons each, which makes four, by the way. And then it looks like they're going to try to destroy that command center, and they're not going to have any resistance from Ramvid here. The four dragoon are dropped and are laying waste to the command center, which should be, if completed, lifted off. Just completed, just in the nick of time. However, Killa Ace is going to try to damage it just enough to make it useless to Ramvid. It's in the yellow. Can it get down to the red? It does. At this point as well, Killa Ace also has High Templar as well. That drop was not... He actually reinforced it a little bit better with four Zealots and two High Templar as well. So expect to see Psionic Storm or maybe even Hallucination at some point. Here comes Ramvid, however, with a drop of his own along the top path of the map, and he's dropped a good group of Siege Tanks and Vultures that are laying waste to the second expansion of Killa Ace, forcing those probes into a state of retreat. Ramvid has laid down a couple of mines immediately to the left of the Nexus, and of course, here comes Killa Ace's force to try to intercept. Six tanks are still in tank mode, and one of the mines killed a couple of the Dragoons, and it looks like Ramvid now trying to put a couple of them into siege mode, but here comes some reinforcements from Killa Ace, and Killa Ace is going to destroy the drop. However, it was a good maneuver, however, as it forced those probes back into a state of retreat, back into a second natural expansion, and is going to slow down the economic prowess of Killa Ace momentarily. And they have an upgrade of 2 attack. And also it is interesting to note, as Tanch just mentioned, that he has, it looks like, a large group of SCVs at his expansion is going to need to expand pretty quickly here to maintain some sort of economic equality with Killa Ace. Surprising that Ramvid has not expanded more than that, but here comes, it looks like, a push of Ramvid's own. Here comes some more Vultures. Looks like he's taking that aggressive route to his advantage. Tan said it right, he should also try to get the expansion that's to the lower right of his base, which is directly beyond the four mineral patches that are blocking the center path. And we have a large melee going underway at the bottom pathway, right around the minerals there, at another expansion of Killa Ace. A bunch of tanks versus a bunch of Zealots and Dragoons. And it looks like there's just more and more Dragoons coming in. The Zealots dropped from the shuttlecraft. A brilliant move, a Psionic Storm. And Killa Ace masterfully defended that attack from Ramvid. Pretty impressive attack. And right on cue, Ramvid also did expand. However, not to the expansion that Tanch and I thought he was going to go to, but to the one that's directly below his one in the top left corner. Immediately, about halfway down from his main base in the top left corner, which is going to get annihilated by that attacking force coming up that way. Ramvid realizes that pretty quickly and cancels the construction before it is destroyed. That attack right there might have been the turning point of this game. It might have been just enough to give Killa Ace the advantage that he needs to take game number one. As Ramvid doesn't have a ton of forces to defend his one expansion that he does have, so if Killa Ace decided to push at this point, I think he'd have a good chance of taking this game right here and right now. Killa Ace looks like sending a couple of Zealots, however, just to kind of scout the position to see what's going on. And he has a couple more observers, of course, flying around the map, giving him all the information that he needs. Killa Ace has the economic control. It looks like the units at this point. It's just a matter of Killa Ace taking the right opportunity to attack. And here might be something interesting to keep aware. Killa Ace has an Arbiter that is just completed, so we might be seeing Recall into the main base or even into the natural expansion of Ramvid. This could get pretty interesting pretty quick. No, not as interesting as a random person coming in and asking me if I'm a Blizzard employee about the Diablo servers, but close enough anyway. Killa Ace also at this point has himself a fourth base underway. Clearly has the economic advantage at this point, and probably will expand as well to the top right corner. The map is under Killa Ace's control, and now it's just a matter of time, probably waiting for the energy of that Arbiter to come for the final battle to ensue. Again, I also have to apologize to our viewers that my esteemed partner Zorik had to go out for a few minutes to pick up his sister back in Austin. So not only have we had a random guy come in asking me if I'm a Blizzard employee, but my partner went AWOL on me. Sounds like the story of this tournament, but we'll go from there. Killer Ace has a large group of Dragoons compiled right below Ramvid's bottom left, and also Ramvid doesn't have much anti-air as well, so it's going to be pretty hard for him to do any damage to the Arbiter when it comes in as well, thus making the recall a pretty safe maneuver at this point. In the meanwhile, however, Ramvid looks like he's done a little bit of a counterattack of himself, as he's got a couple of tanks on the cliff of Killer Ace's second expansion, two above his main base in the bottom right corner. It's laying waste from the top. I'm not even sure if Killer Ace noticed it at this point. Now he has. Here comes two shuttlecraft to eliminate that threat. In my opinion, just a little bit of a desperation move, or a move just to kind of annoy Ramvid, to annoy Killer Ace. But unfortunately, it doesn't look like it's going to work, as those two siege tanks were forced to unsiege. The one tank does go back into the dropship, and looks like it's going to escape to safety. The probes, however, were out of the way momentarily, so Ramvid decides to drop it, the siege tank right back in, puts it into siege mode, kills a couple of probes in the process, but that siege tank's going to disappear right on cue, and the dropship as well. Ramvid at this point has absolutely no money coming in, as he has just a massive number of SCVs sitting at his natural expansion, although he does have a considerable force of about 12 tanks and a group of about seven vultures. Killer Ace has a group 4, 8, 12, 16, 20, I'm counting 26 Dragoons sitting right below the base. Ramvid, however, having no money, is going to be forced to do one desperate last push or one last desperate defensive position as he decides to siege all of his groups back in his main base. I don't think he has much in the way of detection either. Here comes the Arbiter, but those siege tanks do an excellent job destroying a good number of the Dragoons. And it looks like Ramvid's going to maybe be able to survive a little bit longer. No, I take that back. The Dragoons are doing enough damage against the siege tanks as they were all a little bit too spread, basically all too crumpled up in that area right there. And of course, kind of one of those pseudo-mind game moves I was talking about, we have a stasis siege tank just sitting there, waiting to be unfrozen. Here come a couple more Dragoons to do some more damage in Ramvid's expansion, although with Ramvid having no money, although he does have a command center that's waiting right in the top there. But guess what? We had that recall that we were talking about right into the main base. Units of Killer Ace are just laying waste to Ramvid's main base. I think we'll be seeing the GG momentarily. It's an interesting game. I think Ramvid could have had an opportunity to take more of an advantage than he did if he would have been able to expand one more time there at the top, or even have a little bit better luck expanding to that bottom left island expansion too. But again, though, the moment Killer Ace got the economic advantage and had four expansions to Ramvid's one, simple as that, it was a GG before it even ended. The third-party correspondent, Tanchu, this was an excellent game, and Ramvid really tried early on to take an early advantage. He had the early expansion, he had vultures, it looked like a pretty good position. But ultimately, as Tanch said right on the button, he lacked the micro and ultimately lacked the money, too, later on to allow him to maintain that macro that was necessary to defend his forces away from Killer Ace. As Tanch said, he could have had a strong lead, so in a lot of ways you could look at it as a missed opportunity. The drops that Ramvid did were a good idea, but really the effectiveness of them was not very high. It's the truth. If you're going to do a drop, I know I'm very guilty of this myself, you want the drop to be a damaging drop. You want it to do enough punch to make it worthwhile. Unfortunately, neither of those drops really served that purpose, except for just being more of an annoyance than anything. And Ramvid has just said the congratulatory GG, and Killer Ace has taken game number one of this BGN Invitational Championship Series 3. Probably one of the more unique broadcasts you'll ever hear from us here at Blizzard Gaming Night. Killer Ace defeated Ramvid in 26 minutes and 23 seconds with a score of 120,143 versus Ramvid's score of 80,966. It was a pretty hard-fought game, lots of troops, lots of macro, and it looked like Ramvid would have a pretty good shot early on, but unfortunately things just did not seem to work out for him as Killer Ace then eventually just out-expanded him and ultimately overpowered him at the end. So that concludes our broadcast of game number one of the BGN Invitational 3 Championship Series. We're now going to take a short 5-minute intermission break to allow our players to recover, to allow myself the opportunity to recover from having a random person coming into the room asking about the status of the Diablo 2 Battle.net channels. This is Blizzard Gaming Night Radio.